Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt, das ist alles, Perik Yud Aleph, Mischne Aleph. Habayish and Isdak, what we have over here is a house. I walk into the house, I'm standing in the middle of the house, and I look up and I say, oi, there's a split in the roof. Someone thought the house is a pushka, and he made an opening here to put money in. What happened? There's a split that goes from one side to the other side. So the house is kind of divided into two. Now, I walk in the doorway. So in this first half of the house, before the split, there's a doorway. I walk underneath the opening. Now I'm in the back part of the house. There is no doorway here. Zakta Mishnah, Tumma Bechutz. Let's say there is Tumma in the outside part of the house, the part of the house that has the doorway. That doesn't pass through to the inside of the house. And Memela Kalim Shebefnim, the Kalim on the inside, Tahir, not Tahar. Remember, Tumma goes out, it doesn't come in. But if Tumma Bifnim, the Tumma is on the inside of the house, the back of the house that does not have the doorway, so we know, Sef Gosef, this Tumma has to leave. Memela Kalim Shebechutz, even the Kalim that is in the outside part of the house, they're not free and clear. But what exactly the halacha is depends on this machlakas. The Shamim and the Bishami say they would not be tar, Achiyehei Basedek Arba Tvachin, unless you had in this split across the top of the house, four Tvachin. That's the shear that a mess could be removed by. So basically the Bishami are saying, look, even though the chances are the mess is going to be taken out through the front door, but being that we have such a significant break in the ceiling that it's mamish wide four Tvachin, I don't say that the tum on the inside is automatically metam of the tum on the outside because it's going to pass through the door. These are two distinct oihalim, and therefore the Bishami say, if this crack is four tvachim wide, then you have two separate oihalim over here. And even though there's no doorway on the inside part, I do not say that if there's a mess on the inside, the outside will become tummy. That's the sheet of the Bishami. The Bishil say, no, the tumma will not spread from the inside oil to the outside oil. We're calling the inside oil on the inside of the crack, and the outside oil the part of the house toward the door, even if the crack is kolshu, even if it's a very, very narrow crack. Now, it does have to have some thickness according to the Basil, even according to the Basil. They don't say it has to be four tvachim, but it has to be at least the width of a plumb line, the line you drop down to see if things are straight, if the wall is straight. It's called a plumb line because it's a line. On the bottom, there's like a little bally, and you drop it down. If the bally bangs against the side of the wall, you know that it's not perfectly straight, that the wall goes crooked a little bit. So this has to fit through. But if it's wide enough for that, then the tumma on the inside will not affect the outside. Rabbi Yaisi, Yarmim Mishon Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yaisi has another version of the sheet of the Beis Hillel, and according to Rabbi Yaisi, it has to be Pesach Tefach. The split upstairs in the roof has to be at least wide a Tefach, but if it is wide a Tefach, that's the breaking point. That's where we say that even if there's tumma on the inside, it will not be metam of the outside. It's two separate oihalim. So again, chazring over, we have a house with a split on top. So if this tumma on the outside part, the part where the door is, the kalim on the inside are tar. That's if the split mamish goes from side to side. If the tumma is on the inside, so here it's a little bit more complicated because we know tumma is going to have to be taken out, and we assume along its path, whatever is there becomes tummy. So should the outside automatically become tummy also, being that the doorway is to the outside? And that's how the tumma will have to come out. So the Bishami say, yes, whatever's on the outside will become tummy, unless you have the width of four tvachim in this split in the roof. The Basil say, even a kalshu, we said a kalshu is the width of a plumb line. Rabbi Yaisi says, according to the Basil, it has to be a tefach. Less than a tefach, if there's tumma on the inside part of the house, the outside becomes tummy. But if the split is more than a tefach, then that would be a cutoff. We would say, never mind tumma on the outside, that it's not metama on the inside, but even tumma on the inside part would not be metama on the outside.